Kellogg's Pep, the super delicious cereal, presents
the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman who has found even graver trouble than he feared in the strange land of Illyria. We'll join him as Clark Kent in a moment. But right now, let's hear from Dan McCullough.
Say, gang, how many of you know what type of work the British Sunderland flying boat is chiefly used for? Well, I happen to know that its main job is reconnaissance and anti-submarine patrol. But every one of you could have answered that question just as easily as I did if you were lucky enough to get a Pep Prize Model Sunderland. You see, there's a really keen prize inside every single package of super delicious Kellogg's Pep these days. It's a colored cardboard model of an Allied warplane. Now, one of the models you can get is the British Sunderland. And right on the back of the model is a lot of valuable dope about that particular plane, as well as pointers on how to spot it. Altogether, there are 14 swell models you can get. Four British planes, two Russian, and eight American. And among them are famous planes like the Curtiss Hell Diver, and the P-40F Warhawk, and the B-24 Liberator Bomber. Best of all, gang, you don't have to send in a single penny to get all these nifty models, not even a box top. There's a plane right inside every single package of that super delicious breakfast cereal, Kellogg's Pep. So, gang, be sure your mother gets you a package of those crisp, golden whole wheat flakes tomorrow. See which model plane you find inside. And remember that name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now the adventures of Superman. Yesterday, as you remember, Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen, while searching for Herkimer in the walled city of Illyria, heard Saki, Grand Master of the city, sentence the old man to immediate death by hanging in the public square. Jimmy wanted to interfere at once, but Kent felt that the people of Illyria should know once and for all how evil Saki really was. For only by seeing would they believe. Great crowds gathered in the huge square and with unbelieving eyes watched the noose being placed around the neck of their venerated counselor. Never having learned to fight, being for centuries a peace-loving people, they can do nothing but helplessly stand and look on. But at the very moment Herkimer is about to die, Clark Kent decides the time has come to act. But as he moves forward toward the gallows, the harsh voice of a palace guard stops him.
Stand where you are, sitter. Thou art a stranger in our midst.
Let me by, please.
Mr. Kent, hurry. Saki's on the scaffold, moving toward Herkimer.
Keep away, Jim. Run, run.
Do not move, or I will run thee through with my sword.
Oh, I tell you, Jim, wait for me at that hole in the wall.
No, they'll kill Herkimer and you too, Mr.
Get out of here, Jim, and fast. It's the only way any of us can be saved.
Stand. Do not move.
Mr. Kent.
Run, Jim, run.
Okay.
I let the stripling go, for when I am done with thee, will be time enough to seek him out.
Put your sword up, my friend.
I would as soon put it through thee.
My simple heavens. The blade's split in twain on your chest.
Too bad you had to spoil a good sword, but don't say I didn't warn you. Now, out of my way.
Tis an omen that evil has descended
upon us. There's the life of the poor fellow. Good thing, too. It'll help arouse the people, and I'll have a few seconds more to get out of these clothes. I was right. The guard screaming, Saki dead in his tracks. Just as he was about to kick the stool from under Herkimer's feet. There we are. Now,
Superman can take over.
Up! And away!
I'll circle above the crowd. This time they'll be sure to know what's happening. Now, down to the gallows.
Down!
Away from that stool, Saki!
What devil art thou?
Away from that stool, I said.
Look, thou avenging angel, Saki runneth forth.
Let him run. I'll take care of him later. Gotta get you out of here first. Hold still now while I take this noose off your neck.
Now, it is a relief. Was drawn very tight.
There we are. Now, don't be frightened, Herkimer. I'm going to fly away with you. Are you ready?
Hey, verily, I am ready.
Hold on now.
Up and away!
That clearing below us looks like a good spot. Deep in the forest, not too near the wall. All right, down we go. Hang on.
Down!
There, we've landed. Out of breath, Herkimer?
Aye, a little.
And sit down in this tree stump and rest while I look for Jim.
Jim? Is a name that is not known to me.
He's a young friend of mine who also came to help rescue you.
I did not know I had so many well wishes. Where is he now?
Waiting for me just outside the walls of Illyria.
Then hasten to him, I beseech thee. Illyria is safe no longer for an honest man.
You'll be all right if I leave you here alone?
Aye. We are quite far removed from the city now. Tis men alone make evil. Here in the forest, all nature is my friend.
Well, I'll be back in a few minutes anyway.
Up and away!
That hole in the wall should be about here. Yes, there's Jim. Oh, good boy. He's lying flat on the ground, almost out of sight. Down! Down!
Superman!
Oh, glad you saw me first, Jim. I didn't want to scare you.
Gosh, I was just thinking about you, hoping you'd come. Nobody but you can save Herkimer.
That's been done.
You mean...
Herkimer is waiting for us in the forest.
Oh, gosh, that's wonderful. I was so scared Mr. Kent wouldn't be able to... Say, where is Mr. Kent? He was supposed to meet me here. Is he in the forest, too?
No, Herkimer's alone.
Well, then where is Mr. Kent?
Don't you worry about him. Kent can take care of himself.
Oh, but when I left him, a palace guard was just going to run a sword through him.
He's all right, Jim. Now, come on, let's get going.
But he told me to wait here for him. Mr. Kent, I mean...
No, his plans have changed. He'll expect to find you with Herkimer.
Okay, if you say so.
You all set?
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, then. Up!
And away!
Going far, Superman?
No, we're almost there. Here we are. Down! Down!
Thou hast returned, Birdman. And this is this young stripling thou mentioned, Jim?
Yeah, that's me. Jim Moulton. I guess you're Herkimer.
Aye.
Superman saved you just in the nick of time, didn't he?
So that is what they call the Superman.
Well, yes.
Yeah, that's his name. Oh, I got something to show you, Herkimer. Got it in my pocket. Here, look.
A small red feather. It isn't my gun. But, nay, it cannot be.
Sure, it's Nakoma's feather.
Nakoma? Then thou hast seen it at Peyton.
I'll say we have. We found her on the ocean.
The heavens pour forth blessings. God has indeed been good to us.
It's true, Herkimer. Rev Peyton is safe and well.
Where is she now?
Oh, we left her with some friendly natives. They'll take care of her until we settle this business in Illyria.
Could you take me to her? My heart longs to see my beloved princess once again.
Oh, can you, Superman?
I don't see why not, but I have some important business to attend to first.
Well, that's right. You've got to find Mr. Kent.
Mm-hmm.
Golly, I forgot about him. Where do you suppose he is?
Well, I'm going back to Illyria to find out. You two wait here, and I'll see that Kent picks you up as soon as our business is finished.
Okay, Superman. But hurry, will you? I don't like the idea of his being in Illyria all by himself.
He'll be all right. Now, remember, don't move from this spot.
Aye, we will await thee here. Fare thee well.
So long. Now,
up and away!
And so, while Herkimer and Jimmy Olsen wait in the forest clearing, Superman flies swiftly back to Illyria. Something urgent and vital spurs him on. What does he intend to do? We'll know in just a moment, but first, let's stand by for a mighty good suggestion.
Gang, when you get something extra specially good for breakfast, doesn't it make you feel mighty well treated? Why, you bet it does. And say, that's just what happens when you're lucky enough to sit down to a big bowlful of golden, delicious Kellogg's Pep, served up with plenty of cool milk. You know, those crisp, flavorsome whole wheat flakes are just chock full of the real hearty goodness folks go for at breakfast time. But gang, that's only half the story. There's a grand prize right inside every Kellogg's Pep package, too. Sure, it's a really keen cardboard model of an Allied warplane. Now, there are 14 models you can get altogether. 4 British, 2 Russian, and 8 American ones. And among them are exciting planes like the B-34 Ventura bomber, the British Hamden mine layer, the Russian Yak, and the Navy Transport Excalibur. And best of all, gang, you don't have to send in a single penny for any of these grand planes. Not even a box top. There's a model right inside every single Pep package. So, gang, make sure your mother gets you a package of those golden, delicious whole wheat flakes tomorrow. See which model plane you find inside. And remember that name, Pep, P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman. Flying swiftly over the treetops, Superman leaves behind him the forest clearing where Jim and Herkimer wait. Now, over the walls of Illyria, he circles the city until he spots Saki's house below. Apparently, this is where his urgent business is. Swiftly, he drops to the ground, enters the building, and makes his way to the end of the hall. His X-ray vision pierces the thickness of a heavy oak door.
There he is, in that room. And alone, too. Door's locked. Well, it won't be for long.
Pull that down!
We'll find out in just a minute. Here goes! Greetings, Saki.
Yo! The one who flies.
Yes, I. Put those daggers down.
I will put them where they belong. In your heart. Go!
Not bad, Saki. Try the other one. disappointed.
You are a devil. The blades do not pierce your body.
A very keen observation, Saki.
What do you want with me?
You'll find out soon enough.
Do not come in any nearer.
Oh, still think you can give orders, eh? Well, I'm glad of one thing anyway.
What are you talking about?
That you've dropped that thee and thou stuff. Now you sound like the person you really are, an educated Jap.
I will see that you suffer for this. I am still Grand Master of Illyria.
You're a Japanese agent and nothing more. Now that we understand each other, get back to that radio.
Radio? What radio?
Don't play dumb with me, Saki. I heard radio static when I was coming down the hall. You're trying to contact your parachutist, aren't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That smart little game is up, Saki. Where's that radio?
Let me go. You are choking me.
Where's the radio?
It's over there. In the desk.
Hidden in the drawer, eh? So. All right, come on. You're going to broadcast to your henchmen. And remember, no tricks.
What do you want me to say?
Contact them first. Go ahead.
Illyria 2, field patrol. Illyria 2, field patrol. Come in.
Better answer or it'll go hard with you, Saki. Okay, switch to sending. Now, ask them if their troops are assembled.
Illyria 2, field patrol. Are your troops in order? Come in.
Tell him no.
I will not.
Oh, yes, you will.
Please. Yes, I will kill him.
Go ahead.
Illyria 2, field patrol. Do not attack from all sides.
Tell him to collect in mass formation outside the gates. All in one spot. Go ahead.
Collect all troops in mass formation directly outside gates of Illyria. Is that all?
Yes.
Illyria 2, field patrol. That is all.
Well, that's that. Now, I don't think you'll have any more use for this radio, so...
You smash it to bits.
That's right. I wouldn't want you to be talking to your little playmates while I'm flying to meet them. Out of my way now, Saki. This time I'm after a bigger game. Up with this window. Now,
up! Up! And away!
Leaping out the window, Superman heads for the gates of Illyria, leaving Saki cringing behind him. On through the blue skies he speeds. Now he lands on a raised peak just outside the golden gates of the city. As hordes of bloodthirsty Japs press forward, destruction and conquest burning in their eyes. Off in the distance, he can hear the thunder of their marching feet. And their cries of Banzai, Banzai, ringing through the still air, indicate that already they have the sweet taste of victory on their tongues. But standing between their lust for blood and the walls of Illyria is Superman. Astride the hill, his legs apart, his hands braced on his hips, a blue colossus with red cape streaming. He's brave and he's strong. But how will he be able to hold off an entire Japanese army single-handed? To find out, listen tomorrow to the next thrilling episode in The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications.